This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you and your man of the moment may be heading in the right direction towards a relationship, but that doesn't mean that you are exclusive. And until the day you do become exclusive, there's some things you just shouldn't do.
Okay.
Now, this is not my list. I didn't make this up. This is the love experts out there.
Who's the love expert?
I don't know. Just some people on the internet.
I think of Tom.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I do.
Romeo.
Well, I got to be honest. This doesn't instill much faith. I mean, was it like a website with the Cosmopolitan or something?
I don't know. It's on the internet, Tom.
Wow.
Things you shouldn't do till you're exclusive.
There's pictures of people pooping on their hats on the internet, so.
It wasn't that same website, I don't think.
But it's true, because everything you read on the internet's true.
But I'm sure that's one of the things you shouldn't be doing if you're not exclusive.
One of the things I think we really know is introducing each other to the parents.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah, but wait until you're exclusive before you do that.
Yeah, I made that mistake once. I had a girl I had started dating. She's really nice. I thought there was potential to be a relationship, and my parents aren't here that often. So they happened to come into town, like, I don't know, 3 weeks after we started dating. I said, hey, my parents are in from Florida. We're going out to eat, and we're going to the nice place. Do you want to come with us? And it freaked her out.
It would, me too.
So it made sense to me. I was going out with my parents on a Friday night, and rather than leave her sitting at home, I was like, you want to come eat with us?
Yeah, and Kato, as far as a certain amount of time, there's no real certain amount of time.
Okay.
When you become exclusive. I mean, it just depends on the relationship.
That's one of the last things I do is introduce to my family.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I think I know why.
I have to.
Yeah. All right. Things you shouldn't do till you're exclusive. Go to each other's functions for work.
Wow.
I disagree
completely. You can bring any old chick you want to the office booze fest.
Yeah, but your coworkers are judging you, just to let you know.
That's why you bring her. You got a good-looking one, you take her to work and show her off.
I have a friend, and she has a company party every year and has taken me with her for the last 3 years, and we're not dating.
Oh, okay.
We're friends.
Yeah.
And I enjoy going and eating the free food, but I think it's all right to bring. It doesn't
I
have
brought
to be
a chick one time to a station event, and I introduced her to my boss. I said, yeah, this is my friend, and she got mad that I didn't say I was her girlfriend.
Oh.
She was my girlfriend.
She was psycho.
And in the same vein there of work, they say, things you shouldn't do till you're exclusive, stop by each other's work just for a fun surprise.
No.
Don't surprise them at work.
No. Unless they work like at KFC and you're going to pick up a
drive-thru.
Yeah. Then it's all right.
Surprise! Yeah. I want original. Okay, they say make plans for things that are more than a couple weeks away.
No, I think if you're busy nowadays, it's okay to go ahead and say, hey, mark this on your calendar. This event's coming up. Let's do something.
But don't commit.
Well, I met my wife in, well, it was
St. Patrick's Day.
So what, March 17th?
Kato knows better than you.
Kato's my calendar.
Yeah.
And that June, I was sitting down with her and said, hey, do you have your passport yet? Because I'm thinking of going somewhere cool for vacation in August, and I want you to come with me. So I guess I broke that rule, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all right.
All right, and then things you shouldn't do until you're exclusive, exchange friends on Facebook. I think I agree with that.
I agree.
Share friends? Or I don't understand. Exchange
friends. Like, you can get some of their friends on Facebook to be your friends until you're exclusive.
What if it's your friends doing the friending? Because I don't like that either. You go out with somebody, and the following Monday, your friends are trying to be her friend on Facebook. And I'm like, yeah, you just met over the weekend.
Exactly. And people rush that one nowadays, I think, with the Facebook thing.
I've actually told a friend not to friend someone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm like, no, you wait. don't friend
right.
them.
Right. Yeah. Because they might run them off too. Because then all of a sudden they see who your friends are and they don't want to go out with you anymore. You don't even tell your friends about them.
Okay. Then, ask each other to get the drugstore stuff. You know.
Oh, I'm not doing that till we're married.
Oh, so guys don't like it when you ask them to do that?
No,
I didn't care. Woo. I did all that stuff for my. I bought my wife a car before we got married.
Oh.
We were engaged. I mean, I was getting married, but she needed a new car, and I knew that I was going to be married to her, and I might as well just go ahead and start getting the stuff.
Well, you had to, or she wouldn't marry you. Yeah, that's all. You know what? She married you for your money.
Y'all got to quit bringing that up.
And buying a car is a lot easier than going and getting her products
at
the pharmacy.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.